AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The governor-elect of North Carolina is disappointed that the state legislature failed to repeal a controversial piece of LGBT legislation tonight aimed at the use of bathrooms by gender.
I'm disappointed that we have yet to remove the stain on the reputation of our great state that is around this country and around the world.
Some global corporations and national sporting events plan to stay away from the Tar Heel State until that stain is removed. Prosecutors say they have uncovered a bribery scandal at the nation's third largest public pension fund.
A former top official at the New York State Common Retirement Fund is accused of steering billions of dollars to two broker-dealers who supplied him with drugs, luxury vacations, a $17,000 watch, and cash. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara announced the indictment of Navneer Kang.
This case finds itself at the intersection of public corruption and securities fraud. Unfortunately, this appears to be a busy intersection.
Kang's attorney says he's not guilty and looking forward to trial. This is the second charge this year involving a public pension fund. The state controller pleaded guilty to similar charges 6 years ago. Warren Levinson, New York.
The death toll in that massive explosion at a fireworks market in Mexico has risen to 33 as crews sift through the rubble. Golden State Warriors star Steph Curry is auctioning off two special pairs of shoes to raise money for victims of the Oakland warehouse fire. As of this afternoon, Curry's shoes had received more than 150 bids and were at a combined $20,000 on eBay. Curry wore the pair of white sneakers with the words Oakland Strong printed on them during a recent game against the New York Knicks. He wore the other pair of shoes with the words Ghost Ship on them during practice. Ghost Ship was the name of the warehouse that caught fire and burned. Both pairs have the initials of all 36 victims on them. This is AP Radio News. New details are emerging about the death of TV star Alan Thicke.
As long as we got each other.
Star of Growing Pains died after his aorta artery tore, then ruptured last week. The details are in his newly released death certificate. Alan Thicke's cause of death was determined by a doctor and no autopsy was performed. The death certificate says Thicke's aorta ruptured about 3 hours after it first tore. An aortic tear also killed actor John Ritter in 2003. Thicke was 69. I'm Jamie Fryer.
A Detroit roadway has been renamed for entertainer Stevie Wonder. Applause broke out today when the sign for Stevie Wonder Ave was unveiled along Milwaukee Avenue, two blocks from the site of Wonder's first home in Motown. On Wall Street today, stocks, all of them slipped. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.